Welcome to the River Country Egg Show. Today we are talking about something a little different, and it's actually really cool. A lot of people don't know about it, and we're trying to get the word out there. Fairview has a pollinator garden coming in pretty soon. It's along the Cummings Lake Trail. Today I have with me the organizers, Cammie Curry, Jamie Walker, and Trevor Florent on the line with me. How are you guys today?
Really good. Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people do not know what a pollinator garden is. What is this project all about?
Well, a pollinator garden is a natural space for our friends, the pollinators. And when people hear the word pollinator, they usually think of bees. But it's more than that. It's butterflies, beetles, and other insects. Of course, you know, the popular one being the honeybee. So it's really development of a natural species, natural plants, natural flowers to the area. It's a very free-flowing form type space. You mentioned it's up by the Cummings Lake Trail. So we have about, I'd say, 300 square meters of space, which is located right beside the Grant Notley Memorial Bench. And this area was just grass. It was, you know, the town of Fairview having to do a lot of mowing. The trail is right beside it. It's a well-used area so that the community would have easy access to it. And it's about being an educational space. So pollinators, you know, they are an integral part to our ecosystem. And I'm sure many people have read recently the demise of pollinators. They're losing their habitat, food source, and so on. And we need to pay attention to that. And with the Fairview Agricultural Society, we thought, well, what can we do? And, you know, this is just a small piece to a larger puzzle with the development of a garden. And within the garden, too, it will have what we call a pollinator hotel. Say that people are kind of, a hotel? Yeah. So it's it will be like a 3x4 wooden structure. You'll have different kind of cubby spaces and pods and holes and natural things in it for pollinators to take up residency in. We have someone designing and building it for us out of the Lacombe area. And really, with her design of it, it will be the focal point of the garden and really be almost like an artistic kind of piece. It'll be really quite something. So we will also have a seating, some benches for those to be able to see the garden, see the light that will be taking place in it. Because of the size of the garden, we also have enough space for picnic table area. And I'll also mention, too, right beside the garden area, we have, because it's along Cummings Lake Trail, there's a kind of a pond area, lots of waterfowl and life that exists. So you'll be able to see it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of taking place right along the Cummings Lake Trail. There's a lot of nature, a lot of things going on there. And a lot of people, they don't think about agriculture as like native plants and stuff like that. They usually think of the cattle industry and crops and stuff like that. But native plants are very important to our region. Can you guys tell me a little bit about what kind of native plants will be planted in the area and what will bring back nature and the environment?
So native plants are very important when we think about agricultural systems and shifting away from our conventional thinking to more of an agroecology way of thinking. To have native habitat for pollinators, which are essential to, you know, growing crops like canola. We need to have them around. We need honeybees for our honeybee industry in the Peace region. But beyond that, it's also thinking about those native pollinators, like Cammie mentioned, the solitary bees and wasps and the moths, even ants and birds as well also pollinate. So there's a lot of little creatures and things going on and connections happening that we need to maintain to maintain that essential pollinator service across the landscape. So using those native plants, which are already adapted to our climate and our geography, are a really important part of that. So really the whole idea of this garden is to be an education showcase and to show people that we need to have those on the landscape. So planting things one of our big targets is to use plants that are drought resistant and tolerant, can withstand the extreme and variable weather that we are so familiar with up here in the Peace Country. So we're borrowing a lot of species that grow in the Peace Parkland, which is our grasslands and shrublands that we see along the south facing slopes of the Peace River. And, you know, things like slender blue beard tongue, things like strawberry even, a number of aster species or giant hyssop. A lot of these species people may not be familiar with, but they're very commonly found, and they do very well in sunny, dry environments, which don't need a lot of maintenance for us when it comes to installing them and maintaining them in our pollinator garden.
Yeah, so it's kind of like reclaiming the land as it was once probably, because now it's just grassy area.
Yes, and part of that too is to have a diversity of species. So the flowers, of course, are essential for providing pollen sources, but we also need to have, Cami says, the pollinator hotel, but including things like grasses or shrubs and other plants are also essential for providing cover and habitat and places for whatever pollinator species it may be to nest and to hunt for other food it might need. So it brings in not just the pollinators, but a host of beneficial insects as well, such as ladybugs and other predatory things that can keep pests at bay. So it's kind of a holistic approach to everything.
Yeah, and it's not just beneficial for the environment and the things that live within it. It's going to be beneficial for the community of Fairview and pretty much surrounding the region when people come and visit it. How are people going to be able to learn?
At the Pollinator Garden, we'll be developing some signage to help people learn if they're just popping out there on their own time. There will be a sign dedicated to the Pollinator Hotel, and hopefully we'll have a bit of information about some of the pollinators they might be seeing out there. We'll also have a sign once we get some of the plants established showing some of the main plants if people are interested in what species are out there, what they might be able to plant in their garden. We are also going to get Cynthia. She's with Living Lands. She's the one who will be building the hotel. When she delivers it, she'll be doing a program where she'll do a talk for us. And we want to get organized with the school so that there can also be talks done with them as well. Other than that, we've started a Facebook and an Instagram page where we'll be trying to post some informational material on there about our garden's growth, about the process of us building it. Stay tuned for that as well. And then I'll also be trying to post just some information on if anybody out there would like to start their own pollinator garden in their backyard, some tips and tricks for that.
That's really good that you brought up where everyone can find information on where this is. And it's the Fairview Pollinator Garden, yes?
Yeah, you can find us at Fairview Pollinator Garden on both Facebook and Instagram. And there is also a page on the Fairview Agriculture Society website as well.
And I know this topic has been brought up in recent years because everyone's pretty worried about the bees right now. And I don't think a lot of people know really what kind of bees are out there. I think a lot of people just think, oh yeah, the bees all come in hives and they're all producing honey. But I don't think that's the case, is it?
No, so our main egg industry are the honeybees. So that's where you see the structures out and about. But we also have a lot of solitary bees and, as Trevor mentioned, a lot of other insects such as beetles and wasps and flies and moths and butterflies that also pollinate as well. So hopefully once the garden gets established, we'll be able to start IDing some of those to see what's out there. Trevor and I more have the plant background, so it's a learning curve for us. So we'll be learning as well with the town of Fairview what will be out there for pollinators in our area.
Yeah, and it will be good research for what's here in northern Alberta as well.
Yes, we're also partnering with the National Bee Diagnostic Center in Beaver Lodge. And any other people out there who have a background with entomology or pollinators who would like to help us out with any of that as well, they can get in touch with us too.
Perfect. How is it all coming together right now? What kind of stage is it at?
Well, luckily we've been able to secure some funding. Unfortunately, I can't say exactly where because the formal announcement hasn't been made yet, but I can say one of the funders has been through our local service credit union, so a shout out to Fairview for their support. With the funding that we've received, we are very happy that we will be able to complete the entire garden space this year. And so right now, the framing of the space is taking place. That should be completed by next week. And then we will be going up to finalize with the contractor the with the groundwork, exactly where the beds are, where the teardrop gravel spaces are for the pollinator hotel, getting the footings and that established for it, and also for the picnic area.
So it's coming along pretty quickly.
Yes, well, that's just it. This year, with the planting, now we have, I don't know how many dozens of plants that are being grown right now as we speak with our other partner, the NAIT Boreal Research Center there in Peace River. We've also ordered some plants and flowers. This year, really, it's about getting the groundwork done, getting some of the planting and plants starting to be established. We will hold the grand opening next year. That way, the social distancing and so on will be over, and we'll be able to have a proper celebration with our funders and our partners at the site. And then two things will be better established. Of course, next year could be as well another planting season, just to see what takes, see what the deer have left, what the deer really like, and take it from there. So, no, it is really exciting. I think, you know, by the end of June, our contractor has said his work will be done, and then we'll have, you know, one or two planting bees, if you will, to get volunteers and such out there to help us plant what we have on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So easily by mid-July, community and others will be able to come out and see it.
Well, that's great, and I love how the community aspect of this is coming together pretty soon. And just want to know, and do you guys want to let the community know why this project is so important to have?
Well, I guess it's a couple of reasons. One, it really does fall under the mandate of the Fairview Agricultural Society with providing educational aspects to the community. I had this idea for a number of years, and I think the timing is right. I hate to say it, but maybe too with COVID and though staying at home more, it seems to be a return, if you will, to the land with people planting gardens, flower beds, and staying a little closer to home. That now we'll be able to provide a site that people can learn more about native plants and flowers that they can incorporate into their own areas. You know, remember what Trevor said, the plants and things that we're going to be using are going to be drought resistant. This isn't going to be a well-manicured, you know, Bouchard Gardens kind of area. It's going to be very natural in its state. And we really, really hope that people will look at their own spaces and maybe turn a grassy area more into a natural habitat. One other thing we haven't worked a lot on this year, but we will probably for next year, is working with our local greenhouses to possibly provide some of these plants and flowers to customers, and maybe with educational information as to the importance of them within their own flower beds and gardens. I think the way of the world with using less water, less mowing, less maintenance. I'm hopeful that maybe even too that the town of Fairview will look at this and possibly incorporate some of our plants and things into their own other green grassy areas where it will be less maintenance, less mowing, and so on. Other countries have done it, and they've done it really well, and it actually looks very good. So that's what we're hopeful for in the end.
Those are my questions. I got a lot of information out of that. Is there anything you guys would like to add?
You know, it's not only for the town of Fairview, it's for all. We'll have to think about getting a sign out closer towards the main street there, 113th Street, so people know where to find it, because it is kind of tucked away. But signage will be coming, but there is information on our website. It's welcome to all.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Cammie, Jamie, and Trevor. This was a great chat. Learned lots. And that was the River Country Ag Show.